News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Billions of euro in planned data center projects could be at risk following reports of a new government strategy looking to move future bills even away from Dublin. That's according to the Business Post. A little earlier, I caught up with Mike Beery, country leader for Amazon Web Services from 2017 to 2023, but now chair of the governing authority of UCD. I began by asking Mike, should we be concerned about this plan to move data centre projects away from Dublin?
I think there's several things to unpack here. The first is we don't actually know what's in the new CRU plan just yet. We're working off of media speculation, so we have to wait for the plan to come out.
CRU is Commission for Regulation of Utilities.
That's right. That's right. They govern how our national electricity system works. So it's a good signal that they're showing a level of flexibility about how they're thinking about growth for energy users. But to be honest with you, Shane, this is kind of a small issue relative to the bigger issue around electrification of our society and our economy. And when you think about it, the whole of society is moving faster and faster to full electrification. So whether that's heat pumps, whether it's EVs in your driveway, whether it's the new metro, it's the digitization of healthcare, how we do all of our financial transactions, everything is going to be run by electricity. And Ireland at this stage is in danger of being left behind in the race that matters, which is the dual transition of digitization of the economy and decarbonization of the economy. So that's, in many respects, the most important thing that the government and the CRU has to get right.
And why are we behind in that? Or why are we being left behind in that, Mike?
Well, in many respects, we've spent an awful lot of time reflecting on how do we manage our national grid? How do we think about electricity generation? And we know that we're in a massive infrastructure investment deficit, which is a legacy of the crash, etc. And so the government that came into power in the last 12 months have set out an ambition which is to be welcomed, which is they've announced the new national development plan that they're going to invest 3.5 billion with ESB and AirGrid to address those gaps in the infrastructure. And to be honest with you, Shane, if we're not able to get grid and generation right rapidly, we're going to be left behind.
Is there a danger, though, in relation to data centres that we're throwing out the baby with the bathwater? It's become very popular for politicians to say we need to stop, building data centres. We need to focus instead on using our electricity for homes and for people and so on. And we need to have a moratorium on that. Are we in danger of missing out on foreign direct investment if we do so?
I think there's a real risk of that. And I think, you know, that we should be able to do two things at once. And, you know, you've heard me talk before, Shane, about how foreign direct investment looks for confidence and certainty. And at the moment, Ireland is losing both that confidence and that certainty factor. And so you'll notice in the last 12, 18 months, the gold rush that has become the AI revolution is happening all over the world. And you see the scale of investment, especially even if you look across to the UK, tens of billions of pounds have been invested by global foreign direct investment companies to create capacity to power the AI revolution. And they're doing that because the UK government has been very clear on their green ambitions, their sustainable power ambitions, and they're putting public money and public support behind the AI revolution. If Ireland isn't going to do that, we're going to miss the boat on the AI revolution. And that said, though, Shane, I do think we also have to think more broadly. It's to your point, it's easy to scapegoat the data centers. In Ireland, the data centers came here first because of the great talent, the stable environment, the access to markets. But the investment has stopped now because of the need to have confidence in grid and generation. And so we should be able to address grid and generation both for households, for businesses, and for the long-term economic well-being of the country.
And that was Mike Beery, former country leader for Amazon Web Services, now chair of the governing authority of UCD, talking to me a little earlier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.